Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to the Chai Rachel Nachum Learning Initiative. I'm Mendy Eisenberg, and I'm excited to be Messiah and Sefer Shmuel with you guys. We're learning the 31st parak today, and the parak, the Sefer ends very sad. It's a very sad ending, because we have the death of Shaul, who, for as you know, we're going to see, spoilers, but Shmuel Beis, David eulogizes him. He was great at some point, and he was the anointed of Hashem. It's a lot of emotion, because there's really that sense of loss of hope. The desperation, because Shaul's surrounded by Plishtim and he doesn't know he's scared about what's going to happen. And he asks the weapons bearer, kill me, because I if they capture me alive, they're going to torture me and make a mockery of me, whatever they're going to do. So, and the weapons bearer does not want to do it. And Shaul actually kills himself on the spot, and the weapons bearer kills himself on the spot. And it's just like the emotion of desperation is so like palpable in this parak. And then the Plishtim end up not capturing because they're already dead, but taking the body, and they're going to take a mockery of Shaul's body. And I think what's very important, very valuable, really not to be, skipped over, the people of Yavesh Gilad who risk their lives and they sneak the bodies of Shaul and his sons out to give a proper burial. And David's going to point this out in, I think, the second parak of Shmuel Beis. But the importance of really chesed shel emes. You see, they did this kindness for someone who, Shaul, this is even greater chesed shel emes than sin or doing something for someone who's not alive anymore. This is for someone who Shaul himself has not been himself for a long time. So you say he maybe was, any chesed being done for him, it's being done for the Shaul who has long been gone, but who is now physically gone, too. And it's just, I think it's so easy to skip over the fact that, this is the chesed they did for him, for his body, and for Klal Yisrael. They put themselves at risk by going and capturing the bodies, and I think it's too easy to forget. Okay, they're dead, so like that's the end of it. But we see the importance of doing something for someone even when they have passed. And I think that we do the Chai Rachel Nachiyomi Learning Initiative. It's a big zuchus for our mother, who is no longer here. And it just reminds you, every single thing you do, everything that we are involved in chesed for a person who cannot pay us back, it has such a nice, it's just like, it's so real. And, we just know the inhabitants of Yavesh Gilad. We don't even know who they were, but they did this. And David's going to send them his tidings back in praising them. But I think it's important for us to also not move past without praising the people of Yavesh Gilad. It was a very short parak, and I'm sorry it was a little bit later, a little bit shorter, but I thought it was just an important enough thing to not skip over. And Mirza Shem, I'm excited to start Shmuel Beis with you, Mirza Shem, tomorrow. Hatzlacha Rabba and Mazel Tov.